Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
I first learned about Holy 10 when he dropped the video for Ndaremerwa, where he made his name stick with a whole generation of music lovers. What made that song in particular resonate is Holy 10's storytelling prowess in capturing the bleak reality of Zimbabwe's youth. Granted, the video was an amazing edit with some phenomenal compositing among other edits. This was not even a year ago, and it feels like he's been around much longer. But since then, he has become the most talked about name in Zimbabwean hip-hop through a stellar work ethic and a stepping on necks strategy with multiple releases every month for as long as I remember right now. He basically put the foot on the pedal and never hit the brakes. Now, months later, Holy 10 has dropped his much anticipated album, Risky Life, and here's my review for the project. Africa, Murise. My name is MJ Omoto and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me on the podcast today, my people. How you doing? If it's your first time joining us, welcome, and do check out the website, motomotomusic.com. That's where you will get, I think it's like 128 or something, more album reviews, and the YouTube channel is Motomoto Music Africa. There's so much that you can check out there. Otherwise, let's do this thing. Holy 10 Risky Life album review. Let's do this.
The latest African album review is...
Risky Life was released, well, self-released on April 16th, 2021, so it's like a day or two old. It has 12 songs, 31-minute runtime, and two features.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
Risky Life opens up with Musashi Tuma, which has a dope bouncy beat that will get you head nodding in no time. He narrates a day in the life of Holy 10, the hustler who keeps working to make ends meet, and he sounds like a witty quick thinker that is about one thing, the bag. Occasionally cold and on his terms, that's how you survive in Zim. Nobody has time for sentiment unless Achitaurazu Sikunatan. So I'll just end that there. Sawira is a great get up and go kind of song. It's a reminder of those conversations you used to have with your friends talking about your dreams and saying, you know what, I am going to be the best or the greatest rapper Zim has ever seen. Only difference in this context is Holy 10 is actually living that life. But ultimately, it's a song to say dreams do come true, strategize, work hard, and hold the line, Zicha manifest. You do get some heart tuggers in a thuggish sort of way. In the form of songs like Pandichamuka, it really details the trials of different people that are taken advantage of, hated on, not held in high regard, treated badly, and so much more, I guess, to the negative. But in true Mbuyaneanda fashion, when she stated Magodo Angwa Chamukaze, there will be justice. This applies to women in abusive marriages, children that never knew parental love or love in any form just because of the situation they found themselves in, or people that were never really given a chance in life. Maybe they will find peace in death, or maybe there is justice in the afterlife, but ultimately this song is really, really gripping. Miss Please was an interesting song for me. Holy 10 went more English rap in the beginning, which is, I guess, unlike the Holy 10 we've become accustomed to. But I also get the sense that this song was possibly done a little bit earlier than some of the joints on the album or some of his more recent work. Follow me on this. When you hear the intonation and the emphasis he puts on his more recent records, It's highly dictated by the deep voice with tons of multis and breaking the bars into small chunks. He then drags the end a little bit and it just gives this great sort of like, it starts off normal, he quickens up, the bars a little bit, and then he kind of tails it off, which is phenomenal. This song in particular, Miss Please, has some parts like that, but it goes back to the Holy 10 of the Amai days with a more predictable delivery, and that overall tonality has a noticeably higher pitch. The new Holy 10 has a much richer vocal texture, and it is the hook. It's what really grips you before you actually listen to the flow and what he's saying, and it's all about command. There's some tunes we've already heard on Risky Life over the course of the last few months. Most recently, Ma Chills, which has a video that's out and follows a wonderful storyline. The song is about a dude that knows that the life he's living as a womanizer is wrong, but he cannot get out of his mind to stop. This could be on a variety of levels. Maybe he's going through a situation at home with maybe a father was quite like that with his mother as a womanizer or something of the sort. The song touches on topics such as taking advantage of girls, using them as objects, and rape culture, primarily facilitated by drug use, intoxication, and more. I recommend this song to every young man and encourage us as men to treat all women with respect. Check it out for yourself. You also get Appetite, which is another song that came out, I think, a couple of months ago, featuring the talents of Anita Jackson, and has been doing well since it dropped.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
There are only two features on Risky Life, which is Dadza D and Anita Jackson, who I mentioned. Dadza D has this uncanny ability of fitting on hip-hop records like a glove. Remember when he did Ichijaka Ipa with MMT back in the day, and he left such a memorable chorus which I feast on to this day? That's the Dadza D you get. His work on the song Time with Holy 10 was with that same energy he's had for years, and he sounded the same but maybe slightly different, as I remember his voice to be in some way. Hard to put my finger on it, but just something I noticed. The themes on Risky Life are varied, and it's great to have this a la carte offering album-wise. From the Zimbabwean music perspective particularly, I think over the years there have been some common misconceptions about, Zim music doesn't really have, that dynamism. They always just sing or about love and stuff. But Holy 10 touches on the real issues, and you actually believe him. He's living this life, or he's seeing people daily, or interacting with people that are living this life, so he knows it. Think from drug abuse to the day-to-day grind, having a good time, building wealth, alcoholism, rape culture, realizing dreams, domestic violence, love, appreciation for parents, elders, etc. This album is littered with it. The social commentary is just out of this world, and that actually speaks to his pen game, which I personally believe that it's top tier. This is what I think works for Holy 10: his voice. He is undoubtedly the owner of a gritty raspiness, which he can also use in a smooth sense when needed. This again is evident in the delivery switch up, which actually was the game changer for his career in many ways. It just set him apart big time, and I task any aspiring rapper or artist to find that USP about their work, or work on it at least. A slight tweak could be the difference between nobody caring and becoming the darling of the country. Holy 10's beat selection is also quite brilliant. It helps bring out the best bits of his flow, while he even challenges himself on beats which you wouldn't think he would shine on, such as the one on Appetite, but he killed it. Well, well. You know what? He pretty much does not rely on features on Risky Life, but if you're Holy 10, why would you, when you have dropped some of the hottest singles in the land over the last 6 to 8 months and everybody wants to hear what you have to say? It's a great strategy and bold, to say the least. He's super confident in his talent, but he has been building over the years, even for projects that might not be appreciated before he became the Holy 10 we know and love today. Add to that, his video catalog is too strong. And this release comes with a few new videos too that are still hella fresh. The guy's working hard, he's working smart, and he's a beast on the mic. When it comes to mixing and mastering, there was so much to love and appreciate about Risky Life. My standout aspect in this regard was the layering of ad-libs to really complement the meat of the songs. No offense to my vegan and vegetarian homies, just an analogy. I think the standard was pretty good. Maybe not quite the attention to detail and vividness of a "Someone Had to Do It" by Takura type, but that's still attainable over time, no rush. Generally, that standard was good, and I think there's another level they could take this in terms of that mixing and mastering. If we look at quotables, Holy 10 could well be one of the most imposing rappers of our time. I won't get into all the lines or any of them anyway, because we'll be here all day. But if you understand Shauna, this album is a treat. There's so much you can pick up and it just makes you feel cool. That's how I felt. This music just makes you feel cool. And this may sound hypocritical given my age, but I do think there's an age limit to this kind of music with those trap type vibes. The new school lyricism and usage of words and terms current to Zim right now. I think past the age of 40, you'll likely struggle to resonate with this. Yet, to be fair, it's amazing music nonetheless, but I really think it's tailored to the youth. Just think people in high school right through to probably mid to late 20s, early 30s. This music will just be firing all cylinders. The youth and Zim are well served, and Holy 10 is here to stay.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
I would say by this showing, Holy 10 is clearly the leader of the new school for the foreseeable future. The album is still super new for me to pick my best songs, but the ones I liked right off the bat are Msazi Tuma, Sawira, Tauras Nokuneta, Machills, Pantichamuka, Kombi Nunanga Mfumbi, Appetite. Yeah, love those. Loved those tunes. This album is great for Zimbabwean hip hop. And why I say that is, usually when you get an album this dominant or an artist this dominant and then they actually drop an album to match, what follows is there's gonna be a lot of other rappers trying to do something similar or eclipse what Holy 10 is doing, and that bodes well for Zim hip hop, especially considering the undoubted dominance of Zim dancehall over the last 8 years. And that's a long time, but I think finally Zim hip hop is finding its feet, and 2021 is definitely going to be an interesting year in terms of music from that genre, and much thanks to Holy 10 for that. Out of 10, I think I'd give this album a solid 7.5, and I'm excited for the journey with Holy 10. He just feels like an artist who has so much to say and so much to give to the industry, so looking forward to that. Well done, Holy 10, and you can listen to this album. I think it's on most platforms. There were some issues with the release, but that's a story for another day. I listened to it, I think, on Apple Music, so yeah, check it out. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Omotosano of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Ndende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.